Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Travis Rowland. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing pretty good. How about you?
Very well. Very well. Glad to see you this morning.
Absolutely.
So, Coach, 2 weeks into the season, the Wildcats are 2-0. What more could you ask for? A decisive victory over the Eastlake High School Eagles. Tell us your thoughts about that performance, Coach.
Thought we played well. You know, just got through talking to somebody about that game.
Sure.
You know, we had over 500 yards offense. 525 to be exact, rush for 274, and then pass for 251. So just glad again, you know, I keep making the joke. Everybody, you know, when it looked up Coach Alford's offense, when his name started circulating,
yes, sir,
that he might be the guy coming up, and they saw some of the 3,500 yards passing and all that, and they're like, oh my God, he lied to us. We're going to throw it all around the field. And then, you know, in two straight weeks, we run the ball 30 plus times. So, I think Hardy was 17 carries for 95 yards, 4 touchdowns. Jew Daly, 15 for 85, 2 touchdowns. So, again, those two guys, mm-hmm. they carried the load, carried the ball 32 times. And we can't ask for more than that. You know, I think we threw it 22 times. So, we got the balance we're looking for. And so, just kind of excited about, you know, continuing to assert our dominance physically, if you say to speak, right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, the first game at Chris Gilman Stadium was a rainy evening. You know, and we're wondering, is that going to kind of put a damper on things? You know, how did that, you know, rain that afternoon, that evening affect your prep in there? Did it?
Man, you know what? I'm a perfect weather kind of guy. I love perfect weather because I worry about the crowd. You know, in Florida, like, fair weather fans, right?
Yes, sir.
You never know what the Gil feels like until you're in it. Like, the YouTube and Instagram videos, they can do one thing. You're like, man, that's awesome. You don't feel it till you're there. I couldn't believe the number of people that were still here that when it rained all day, which screamed like, don't go, eat in, watch a movie on a Friday, you know, don't go to the game. To see that number of people still be there, they stayed through the rain during the game. Like, it really showed, you know, the spirit and love that people here have for Camden County football. So, It was an amazing environment. Heck, I'm excited about this Friday,
yeah.
which looks like to be a great weather day to see, you know, kind of what it'll really be like when there's good weather.
Kind of get that full splendor. I agree with that. Yeah. I think you're going to see a whole nother level come out to the stadium on Friday night. It looks good. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, the rainy evening obviously seemed to affect some things. You know, there were some exchange or process issues with the holding for the extra points and yep. and the place kicking or the, you know, field goal attempts or the extra point attempts. It seemed markedly better in the second half. Was yep. that?
Like I said earlier, even on defense, right? We're starting so many new people.
Yes, sir.
And there's, I think it's eight. It's a total of 8 new guys that are starting on defense. Even our snapper's new. He's only a 10th grader. I forgot he's only a 10th grader. So his nerves, right? First home game. All of my classmates are here. Like
Wet ball.
Yeah. Like, everything that makes that situation be tough is tough. And I think, you know, getting him in at halftime, talking like, hey, buddy, you're all right. Calm down. You're not getting fired. Like, just relax and do your job. You know, he was much better in the second half. And he's a really good snapper
sure.
as it is. You know, I just think, again, we sometimes forget these are children that have normal nerves. I mean, heck, if a rookie quarterback in the NFL has nerves, What do you think is going to happen to the sophomore that's playing in South Georgia? It's his first home game. He's all excited. He's nervous.
Of course.
So yeah, that's why I think I attribute it to that. You know, that's, and you know, everything with punt team and field goal, that starts with the snap. And so when we miss the extra point, if the snap, and we missed it when the snap was bad, so the snap was bad, and now the kicker's off, his steps are off, the hole's off.
It's a
process, right? So that's where that part, I think, will be better, just because our snapper will be better, because he'll be more settled in, so to speak. So that part of it doesn't scare me too much. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like I said, it got better in the second half.
Sure, and that question was in no way intended to be, you know, negative in any way, but it was one of those things that Coach Chastain and I are up there talking in the booth. He was like, hey, you know, it's gotten so much better. And he was like, you know what did that? That's coaching that did that.
Absolutely.
You know, they got that young man and calmed him down. And, you know, just it was really cool to
Coach,
see.
Coach Jordan really has our kickers and snappers. He does a great job with those guys on the daily. Look, we're blessed to have somebody that's dedicated to those two positions, because you can have, you know, we have our special teams coordinators that have the bigger picture, but to have someone dedicated to those two spots, you know, it's big. You don't have that on most staffs where you have a kicking and a snapping coach. So Coach Rowland did a great job of keeping both those positions calm and ready to move on.
Yeah, Jordan Reeling's one of my favorite human beings of all time, too. He's a great guy. You talked a little bit about it already. Great night for running the ball. You know, the stats we compiled, and you shared those. Jordan Hardy, 17 carries, approaching 100 yards, four touchdowns.
Four.
That young man now has 6 touchdowns across the first 2 games. What does that say to you?
He's a senior that wants it, man. Yeah. You know, we held him out against Benedictine because of some turf toe stuff, and we wanted to get him, you know, make sure he was fully healthy before we put him out there, because he's important to our success as an offense, and he's just a hungry senior. And so when it's an opportunity for him to get close to the end zone or get in the end zone, you're seeing the fight. I mean, there was one run Friday where he breaks a tackle, spins off a guy on his leg, and then, you know, he's fighting every day. Because he's fighting to have a great senior year, he's fighting for the program, and he's fighting for himself to continue to be a college football player. And so when you get all those things coupled together, you get a guy that's going to fight all game long.
I'm a little bit too old to know all the video game lingo, but from whatever it was, it looked like he was hitting the Y button or the triangle button about a bunch. Yeah, you know, he was pretty cool.
Definitely juking and definitely jumping.
Watching him doing
it. For sure.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and Advanced Rehabilitation. Coach, offensive line play really continued to show well. You know, from our perspective, all these rushing yards in the game. Talk about their impact and kind of their gelling and their growth.
I mean, I've told everybody from the beginning, you know, that we were going to lean on those guys up front, the three seniors that we do have, and now four. David Turner has, I mean, you talk about program kid, you know, played defensive line the last 3 years, essentially. You know, we have a conversation with him like, hey, man, there's a spot here that you can take. And he stepped into the role and was for Camden enough to make the switch. Now he's making himself a very marketable college football player. So we sat the four seniors down before the season started and said, guys, you guys are the glue to this whole thing. If you guys are together on the same page, our offense is gonna go. And so, you know, they've just done a great job. You know, we had a couple run through issues where the linebacker number 14 who's a great player.
Great player, yes.
Plays ball. He's one of those old school two-way players. He plays fullback and middle linebacker. You know, you don't see that anymore ever.
Sure.
But, you know, he had a couple run-throughs. But I thought for the most part, man, those guys did a phenomenal job, again, setting the tone, staying attached to people's bodies, and playing good physical football. You know, and like I told somebody, too, when it came to the penalties, like, you know, two of the 15-yarders came on our offensive line. And I said it's trying to coach the wing T aggression out of them, which
right.
I don't know if I want to even coach that out of them. You know, we got to be smarter about how we deal with it because we had one, we drove a guy to the sideline and threw a flag. The next quarter, we did the same exact thing, drove a guy to the sideline, out, you know, just pancaked him, and there was no flag. So,
sure.
You know, but I think those guys, man, they're the sugar to the tea.
No doubt.
You know, they make it taste good because they're protecting us in the pass game.
It's a great analogy.
And then, you know, they're so physical, it's crazy. So I'm just proud of those guys, man, how we know if it's 4th and 2, I've got no problem saying go for it. We did it Friday night. You know, we didn't hesitate.
A couple of times.
It was 4th and 2 a few times. Like, you know what? We've got 4 guys up here that are giving us everything. Let's lean on them and get the first down.
Yeah, that's got to be a great feeling to know you got all these kind of you know, your standout skill players and things like that. But to know when we got to line up and just run you over, we can do that too. When they know it's coming.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. So your standout skill players, you know, did their part as always, per usual. Elias was great as always. I thought Julian Daly looked really good too.
Yep. Julian is stepping up for us. You know, again, he's a kid that, you know, brother was a star for mm-hmm. this program last year. And now he's stepping into his own role. And again, you know, it's funny. He, on the sideline during the game, he's like, "Coach, I have to go back in this game. I'm scoring a touchdown. Nobody's stopping me." And like the next carry, he went out there and scored. But he, you know, it's a great thing because him watching Hardy do what he's doing, it's making him, again, raise his game. He wants to be 1A, 1B, not Hardy be 1 and him be 2.
Sure.
You know, and that's what you want. You want them to have that competitive juice in them, and not because they dislike their teammate, just because they're so competitive. When you got guys that want to be the guy, that's what you want. You know, you want guys like that because it's going to make you be better. And I think Julian has shown a great gear and a great physicality to his running.
One of the things, I agree, admit that that one time where he went down and caught his balance with his hand, that was incredible.
Hungry.
You know, that looked that was unbelievable. It looked like Marcus Allen for a minute there. That was really cool. You talked last week about Elias blocking on that pass for Stamos in the last game, and then we saw him do that again on Friday. And that just sticks out to me now, watching him do that. And I think was that Jeremiah Bass,
Jeremiah Bass.
That pass caught the home side.
Yep, caught the home side one. That's another program kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's a junior. It's his first time ever on the field on varsity out there going. And
you watched
him.
Play.
Yes, he had 2 big fourth down catches for us.
Yes.
And again, you, the smiles you see from our players who already have offers and those kind of things, Elias smile again, ear to ear, Sean Green, ear to ear. Our sideline erupts because he catches those passes. It's like, it's such a great thing for us because it shows the camaraderie. It shows the love they have for each other. And again, Elias, when you have a guy that's willing to do that, you know, it makes everybody else come along. And it's the same thing in the weight room today. Anthony Green pointed out Elias because he said Elias made Zach Taylor work even harder in the weight room today because of how hard he was working. And Elias, for all intents and purposes, has no reason to go that hard. But when good is in you, you're only going to put out good, and that's something that kid's continuing to do.
They say greatness is by making people around you better.
Absolutely.
He definitely seems to have that aspect to him. You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, how is Parks continuing to develop in your mind? We got to see some great athleticism out of him.
Yeah.
That busted play that kind of became a scramble drill.
Yep.
And then he hit another, assistant player, Trevor Thomas, I think was who caught that touchdown.
Yep. Just praying that when he does scramble, he remembers to slide and get down.
Yes.
But no, Parks is
he lowered his shoulder a time or two.
Yes. Unfortunately, I told him, I don't need you to be a cowboy, dude. Don't be a cowboy. But he, you know, Parks is that steady hand.
Yeah.
He's got the moxie that you want. You know, he's like I said, he's the ultimate leader. Makes the right decisions. Again, it's he didn't put the ball in harm's way. He hardly ever does that. He didn't do it last year. I think that's, you know, that was a good thing of coaching by the staff from last year. Now Coach Alford coming in and developing him even more and turning him into a pro-style quarterback. he's doing a great job. I think you get it. You get a great mix. Like, we're blessed, right? Wing T is such a disciplined offense, and so the discipline piece is already there for a lot of these kids. Now we come in and go pro style, and you mix in, you know, some different kind of play calls, but the discipline of them is already ingrained in them. Now we're just developing a new part of their skill set, and I think that's what you're seeing with Parks, where his development as like a quarterback.
Building blocks, almost.
Exactly what it is, building blocks. And, you know, you're going to have your growing pains. Even with his, I think he had 5 incompletions. We had 1 drop. I think he had 2 throwaways.
Yes.
So the other 2 might have been good defensive plays, but I wish they were. It was 2 fade balls that number 21 made good plays on. So for
all over Elias, right, on those
all over
things,
talking trash.
Yeah.
So for the most part, I think, you know, he had a great game. You know, he was darn near perfect when you think about a drop and the other 2 are throwaways, the 2 breakups. You know, that's him playing a really, really efficient football game. And he continues to do that, we're going to be quite all right.
So it's only, you know, you kind of broached on this a little bit. We're only 2 games in, and we've already had to kind of invoke some of the next man up mentality. You know, Stamos was out, but we saw good work from Trevor Thomas, Jeremiah Bass. You know, how have you prepared them to be able to step into those roles?
Well, we just have to continue to give them reps of practice.
Yeah.
You know, we're intentional about having our what Camden has had forever. You know, guys that are listening will know what I'm talking about when I say attack group, bite group, claw group.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure those bite guys get their reps. We make sure they attack, because, you know, if you're attack guys, there's a second attack group.
Of course.
We make sure everybody rotates in practice so that when we have people that do have to come out, they're ready to go. That's why I think, you know, James Kirkland,
yes,
he got in the game. There, James Kirkland has made, oh my gosh, like leaps and bounds of progress since we've gotten here in the spring. And
he throws the ball well too.
Yes, he does. He had a great fourth quarter when he got in and had his opportunity. And that's because he's gotten the reps in practice. So we just have to make sure those kids get meaningful reps in practice, not just, oh, there's a couple minutes to go here, you guys get in. We didn't do that to them. We made sure throughout the summer and even when we started fall camp, we were able to get those guys reps.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids. Your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simon, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Welcome back in to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland. My name is Mike Spears. You're listening on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Take some time to talk about your defense, Coach. We've talked a lot about the offense here. I know defense is near and dear to your heart. What a game.
Yeah. You know, after giving up a bunch of yards versus Brunswick, obviously, you know, you come out and you want to be better. You know, I pointed to, we did still have 7 third down stops against Brunswick and then 2 fourth down stops. So, you know, we actually had a lot of stops. They just had a lot of possessions. But nevertheless, we want to come out and be better. And I think it was a point of emphasis to be more physical in the run game and get more stops. And we did a good job, too, as defensive staff, making sure the game plan was simple so that our guys could play fast. And I think when you get it, when you simplify a little bit,
yes, sir,
so that guys can play fast, you instantly notice them playing harder and they're more physical. And so that was a big piece for us, to just be more physical and play. I think we want to, and we want to, obviously you want to stop the run. When you stop the run, you are going to know when they're going to throw it. And everybody in the country can defend the pass the right way when you know they got to throw it. You and I can go play defense if we know the other team is 3rd and 12.
As long as they throw it your direction, not mine.
So, you know, you're just better defending the pass. But I thought that our front 6, you know, our defensive line and linebackers did an amazing job stopping the run and making the team one-dimensional. And I feel like when the team's one-dimensional and you know they got to throw it, we can play the pass much better. So, super proud of our coach and kids for responding to the challenge of being better. Heck, I called our offensive staff after the Benedictine game. I called them SOS, shutout staff. So they, you know, they took it personal and came out versus Brunswick, and they came out again this week and were efficient. And again, you know, Brunswick's going to be a good football team.
Yeah.
So the fact that we were able to score that many points against them shows that we're able to do it against a team that's just as talented and has the size and coaching and great things. You know, against a team like East Lake, who we were better than, you did what you were supposed to do, right? You came out and you were efficient. We didn't throw, you know, we didn't throw for 251 yards on 35 pass attempts. It was on 22 attempts at 17 completions. We were efficient in the running game, you know, with how that went. 17 for 95, that's a high average. One guy was 15 for 85, that's a high average.
Absolutely.
So that's what you want to do when you're playing a team that someone may say is not better than you. You want to go out and make it look like it's supposed to look and be crisp and sharp.
Sure. I don't know this for certain, but just from, you know, watching from the booth, it had to be more than halfway through the second quarter before they got their first down.
I think. It was. The defense played really well. Yeah. Like I'm telling you, like we had a lot of – I think Coach Mays told me, I think we might have had 9 or 10 three and outs that we had in that game. I think the first – their first play where they had like an X play where it was over 15 or 20-yard game was – late when we blew the tight end. It was the second quarter. That was their first play over. It was their first scoring drive.
Yes, yes.
We didn't guard the tight end. He had like a 30-yard catch because we busted the coverage. So definitely proud of the guys. And that means they were focused. That means our communication was much, much better than it was in week one. And when we communicate, we're hard to deal with. You know, again, the more our young guys get comfortable on defense, the better we're going to be every week.
So, Coach, looking ahead to Friday, Wes Broward comes into town. What is it going to take for the Cats to be 3-0?
I mean, we're going to have to defend the run again. You know, everybody wants to point to the athleticism of the 4-star wideout, number mm-hmm. 3. They want to look at, you know, one of the slots that's very athletic, number 13. But the fact of the matter is, I think we've got to hunt between the two games. I think they ran 110 plays, 33 are passed, the rest are run. So that's a very heavy percentage of run.
Of course,
I think in the last game, the 912 Sports, Mr. Price told me, I think they had 350 rushing yards. They're running the football.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to be prepared to deal with the run. So, you know, we're kind of excited about that piece of it and looking forward to being able to, again, be able to stop the run. But we got to be smart about how we do it, because last week we weren't threatened out on the edge by who they had. So now can we load the box and have no safety and risk, you know, number 3 or number 1 catching the go ball? We don't know. You know, it's going to be an interesting chess match that we have to be able to limit that big play out wide while being able to stop the run. And then their defense, they're a typical South Florida football team. They're going to play 4-2, cover 1. You know, it's man free all day long. So that does offer our offensive line the ability to have a little – the box won't be as heavy, you know, but they're going to challenge us to beat press man. And you know, you got to beat press man to get open. So it's gonna be an interesting ball game, I think, because we're gonna have to be able to beat people being in our face.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I don't know a whole lot about Wes Brower. Do you know kind of what they are historically? I mean, I think
so. This coach has been there. This is the start of his fourth year.
Okay.
They have grown in wins every single year. I think 2 years ago, I think he might have went 4-6 or 5-5. This past year, they went 7-4, made it to the first round of playoffs, which was the first time in the playoffs in a while. And now this year, in year 4 of his career, they've kept a lot of the kids. You know, the Florida situation, and especially in Broward County,
absolutely,
the transferring is rampant. He's been able to keep his guys, like 3 of their DBs.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 3 of their DBs have Division I offers. They've got a Toledo commit, an FIU commit, and the other guy's kind of – he's deciding between some really good offers. So they can't play man for a reason, right, when you got 3 dudes that have offers. They got a linebacker number 0 who played against us last year at Mainland that I thought was uber physical and played football the old school way. So they have a lot of graduation up front. That's why I think our advantage is our O-line, their D-line, and vice versa. Our D-line, their O-line, I think it's our advantage in the program. But obviously, they're going to be really good at the skill spot. So it's going to be an interesting ball game. I think we're going to have to be smart about how we attack them. We're going to have to be multiple in our pass game, because man-to-man, there's no guesswork. Guys know I have him. And they're going to be challenged, right? They're going to say, shoot, Camden's got, you know, 5-star tight end and 4-star sophomore wide receiver. Here's my opportunity to make a name for myself.
Absolutely.
So they're going to be geeked up, not only for that, but also because they're getting to come to South Georgia where everybody's telling them they don't have a chance to win. So we're going to have to be locked in and ready to go to get this victory.
Awesome. So, Coach, the rain might have stymied, you know, some of the passion from the crowd on Friday. You know, we talked about it before. It looks great on Friday. Could you hear the cowbells?
Oh, yeah. You could definitely hear them. I appreciate them. You know, I want people to be as loud as they possibly can. Maybe not so loud when we're in offense, but when we're on defense.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
When we're on defense, crank that thing up. You know, get 2 bells if you can to create the atmosphere. You know, I think kids deserve it. You know, high school football is the greatest time of your life. I think it's I love college football, but I think high school football is the purest that it is. So looking forward to another great atmosphere out there.
Yeah, it was cool to stand up and peek out the window and see all of those umbrellas.
Yeah.
You know, the stands were
They're
cold.
Not leaving. umbrellas
they
everywhere.
They were there the whole time. Coach, thanks for giving me a couple minutes this morning. I appreciate you as always. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Please join us again for the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come check us back out next week. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.